Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Joe Diedrichsen of Mary L. joining us right after this.
The Sutphin Cattle Company 18th Annual Superior Video Bull Sale is coming up Saturday, February 11th at the Sutphin Bull Pavilion in Wiley, Colorado. You can also see the sale on RFD TV. Now the sale begins at 1:30 Mountain and 2:30 Central Time, selling 500 Black Angus bred heifers and 3-year-old pairs, and 200 Angus, Red Angus, Limaflex, and Charley Bulls. For more information, call John Sutphin at 719-940-3729 or go to sutphincattle.com.
Kind of cold right now, but it's time to be thinking ahead towards springtime and green grass and parasite control. Joining us today, Dr. Joe Diedrichsen with Mary L. Animal Health, and he says it's important to be strategic in this particular part of your cattle operation.
Way to look at it is strategic parasite control. Use a broad spectrum product like the Neprinex product that we handle here, and use it at the correct time and in the correct way. Epernex is a pour-on, and I like to use pour-on as an example. They've caught a lot of bad publicity at different times about, are they as effective? Well, they're not splash-ons. They're made to be poured on and poured across the whole body, but when we look at strategic parasite control, 90% of the parasites are actually in the grass, on the pasture, and 10% in the cattle. So what you want to do is you're treating that animal, but a lot of these products like Epernex have a persistent activity. So if you treat them before you go to pasture, then they will continue to kill the new worms that they pick up on pasture there. So think of it strategically, what you're wanting to accomplish.
And Dr. Diedrichsen says it's important to realize that as you control parasites, you're able to increase the number of pounds of beef that you're producing from your mama cows and that pasture.
Well, you look at calves, we sell pounds of calf off that pasture. Calves were what averaged $1.50 last year. They may get up as high as $2 this year. That one of the most recent studies showed a 36-pound advantage to Epernex treed calves over other products on the grazing period. Well, at $1.50, that's a lot of dollars returned for very minimal cost.
The economics are there, right?
Yeah, and they're very, very dramatically there. You know, we've had such a severe drought throughout the Oklahoma and Texas region here, and so cash flow has been tough, and we look at things to return. But even in poor nutrition, the parasites can cost you more money, and that we need to use that, and the economic return there is even in those times.
Dr. Diedrichsen, let's shift gears from parasites over to BRD, bovine respiratory disease. I know you've got a product from Mary L., relatively new, Zactran, that has had some great results thus far.
Zactran, as a company, is one of those exciting things as a veterinarian working with them that, you know, just comes along once in a lifetime, as I call it. It is a macrolide class, but it's got some real unique attributes. It's given sub-Q, so it meets beef quality assurance things, but we get very rapid uptake. Actually, we have levels up killing bacteria as quick as 30 minutes and maximum levels. This drug also moves out into the white blood cells that fight the respiratory disease in cattle, and it moves there very rapidly into the lungs. And what even makes it more exciting is it stays in those high levels of killing bacteria for 10 days in the lungs.
I know that this particular product is especially useful when you're bringing calves in. In this particular era that we're in the Southern Plains, we're looking at a lot of stocker cattle opportunities because our mama cow numbers are down. Working stocker cattle, this type of product is really an essential.
Yes, it sure is, and a couple of reasons why it fits so good in there. This product has both what we call a treatment, if you're pulling and treating them, level, or it's got a control, or a lot of producers use the term metaphylaxis label. And so a stocker, he's wanting to get them in. If he does see an illness, he can treat them and then know that they're going to have medication at high levels for another 10 days, so he don't have to re-pull those calves multiple times.
Dr. Joe Diedrichsen, Mary L. Animal Health, talking about a couple of issues that cattle producers have always got to stay on top of, parasite control as well as BRD. Have a great day, everybody. That's our special digital edition of this Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.